Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Normal World. I am Dave Landau. Joining me.
I thought it was like a thing, because we do that thing.
I was way off.
Hey, bro. My bad.
It's all right, sugar.
You should say it again, bro. It's a mess.
Your thing.
No.
It's Dave Landau.
My name's Quarter Blackout.
Ooh,
you wanted to get in there before you said something. I don't want to step over you. Hey, like the show if you like the show. Subscribe. Do that stuff. Put a comment in the comment section. It helps when YouTube doesn't want to put out our video. So it really does.
Yeah, you could hit like.
You could do that.
You could share it with a friend.
Hey, people like in real life?
Yeah.
You could share it like, with an enemy.
Yeah, like you're on the bus and you'd be like, hey, look at this show. They're talking about blackface.
Yep.
So wait, that's a great way to get in.
It's a great way to get in with anybody.
Anybody.
Because I've always said that. Yeah. If you got a new date.
Exactly.
Just go, do you like blackface topics?
Yeah.
And then just slide it across the table. Speed dating. Yeah. It'll be a speed date after you do that. Also joining us, Angela.
Hi. What's up?
Hey.
No. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's awkward every time.
And you can see me this weekend in Spokane, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
That's where that is. And then May 4th in Chandler, Arizona. I have to get these out. May 11th in Billing, Montana, and May 18th in Henderson, Kentucky. So just want to let you guys know that. Please come out to those shows. Please. Where can we see you?
You could see me on my channel and on the Nerdrotic channel on Fridays for Friday Night Tights. We also do another show called Forbidden Frontier where we talk about cryptids and other weird things. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
There you go. I might be getting a gaming system for this.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yep.
We've been talking. We might be getting some little old Dave on the video games.
Little Dave might be playing some games.
Yeah.
He's got to sell some plasma. Things aren't going well. No, they're fine, unless you look at the numbers. All right. Kidding, of course.
Except on audio platforms like Spotify,
where
Apple Podcasts, where they're great.
Yeah, somehow.
They're really good there.
Somehow, something's being fudged with.
Weird.
But I'll tell you who's not fudging around, I'll say it, is our guest. May 13th, you can see him at the Comedy Shop in Charleston, and May 17th at the Emmaus, I think that's right, Theater in Pennsylvania.
It's not, it's Emmaus, but that's okay.
Emmaus enough.
Emmaus, PA. But I will be fudging around, though.
Will you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Emmaus. I like that. That's way better than I said it. Please welcome Chris Fried.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, everyone.
Hello over there.
Hello.
Hi.
And that's Charleston, Pennsylvania as well?
No, that is, I believe, South Carolina.
Okay. There was nothing else written here.
Okay.
There's a lot of Charlestons. There's South Carolina.
You could have lied to me.
Charleston.
There's West Virginia.
Dance.
There's the Chew. There's a lot of things going on.
I'll be doing the Charleston in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Come out. It's worth your money.
May 13 at the Comedy Shop.
It's the Comedy Shop in Dreamers, apparently. That's what I was told to say.
Okay.
A place called Dreamers.
Oh.
There's a comedy club within it. So.
Oh, you're going to be near.
Never been there. Don't look it up. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't investigate any further. Just show up.
You're going to be near Myrtle Beach.
Yes, yes.
This is my buddy's club.
Okay. Oh,
I love this dude. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, I'm good.
So go to this club. It's in near Myrtle Beach. It's great, and it is. It's a nice theater.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in Dreamers.
Yeah.
Which
is an establishment.
So I could be doing stand up at a strip club, is what you're hinting at. Is this dream?
Have you done
the name of a dreamer? No.
Have you
no.
done stand up at a strip club?
No, but I saw Ron Jeremy try it once, and it went horrible.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
I imagine it went better than his current gig, which is just sitting in jail,
prison time.
Yeah.
Some rape.
They all know, and they're all like, that guy.
Yeah.
Bleep stuff out.
And a big one.
Hey, this one.
Yeah. That's got to be. It's going to be rough, though, if he's the one who's banging you in the shower.
Yeah.
And it's just his 13-inch dick behind you. And you're this is a rough first
wait
day.
A second.
You're like, if this is going to happen,
can I
have a smaller gentleman?
The smaller one there.
The guy who can suck his own.
Yeah. I'm going to shower next to this guy over here.
You're just deliberately finding the smallest guy and kind of presenting.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, but hey, how are you, Pinecone? I'm just trying to avoid Ron. Ron.
Yeah.
The devil and Miss
Jones. He can't be very spry, though. How old is he?
Gotta be God, 80,
he's
right?
That's true, but he could jam it all in there, I'm still sure. There's enough there's enough for him that I
still enough Viagra running through the veins.
Yeah, there's enough, it's enough Play-Doh to work with to make a little castle.
Yeah.
Need a popsicle stick.
Yeah.
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 Just there's enough goo.
Kickstand.
There's enough to turn 12 into 8.
Yeah.
So that's speaking of which, Biden, he made a real fool of himself this week. Let's take a gander. Or not.
Anytime.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause. Four more years.
Oh, my God.
It said pause.
Wait, hold up. What? Pause.
Oh, that's funny.
It's
Does
like,
he know the slang? No.
No. It's like when he read salute the soldiers. Because he's a moron. You know, I shouldn't even say he's a moron. That's not true.
He's like, welcome the crowd.
Yeah. It's
like, hold for applause.
Yes.
Hold.
Did the crowd have cue cards? Is that why he said four more years, though? Like, it couldn't have been a spontaneous thing if he knew it was, you know?
That's pretty close to please clap.
Yeah.
Like, four more years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Please, somebody.
Please clap was definitely improvised, though, by a desperate man.
Yeah,
that's true.
This is just a guy reading the prompter.
This was prepped. Hey, man.
This is the leader of the free world. Oh, no, let's do the trans news first.
Oh, yeah.
Is there some trans news we got to get into?
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, trans news.
Trans news.
Hey, it's all good.
Today, what we're going to do is we're going to shout... Palestine, can I hear that?
I'm scared.
If you're a drag queen and you know it, and you really want to show it, you're a drag queen and you know it, shout.
I need an adult.
Excellent.
I don't know why anybody would be worried about someone shooting up a school.
And then you hit it right there.
Out. No?
No, that's all right.
All right. Okay. Well, free Palestine.
It's okay.
So all the kids were yelling free Palestine.
Yeah.
Which is good. Okay, and if you're...
We're
gone so far in the wrong direction that we've now come full circle and then back into parody is the reality.
And then all the different aspects are all kind of converging. We've got a trans story time saying free Palestine.
Right.
It's like a weird
world
we live in.
Palestinians, are they big fans of drag queens?
I was going to say.
We need to do research on that.
Yeah. That's their first stop when they're you know, come over to celebrate. We're going to take them to the drag show and let them hang out with all of their saviors that they, you know.
Hang being the operative word. Yeah.
Sure, we'll be very pleased.
And that's where you hit the intro. Right there.
Now you hit trans news again.
Not with us on screen.
Hell yeah.
It's okay.
Who was that rat singing that?
Just a friend of mine who's awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. He used to be in Rat. Yeah, I wanted to make sure it had that great metal sound.
Pretty great.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite jangles of all time.
We should make a jingle for every news story.
Yeah. That's true.
We should do smelling salts.
Smelling salts, not your fault.
Okay, who's doing it?
It actually is a rat song, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Smelling salts.
Yeah, uh-oh. All right, we're actually doing smelling salts. Let's show the camera.
So they don't look like salt. It looks like, you can't see that.
For some reason, we've been asked to do smelling salts.
Oh my.
And
dude, I've not even gotten close to my face.
For some reason.
You gotta hit it.
All right, let's try it.
Not peer pressure, it's just your turn.
Really? That bad?
It got in my eye.
Did it get in your eye?
Yep.
Okay. How you doing?
It's not as bad as
do you have
Ken was making it sound.
Okay.
How close? Like dried my eye out.
Twist and sniff. All right.
Shake. Do you have to shake it?
Do you have to shake it?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Get it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, that's why they pay me very little.
Again.
Take it to the dome.
Sniff, sniff, pass. That wasn't close enough, I feel. I feel like...
No, it was.
Oh, yeah, dude, it is.
Are you awake?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes.
It's not good.
No.
It doesn't give you energy?
No.
It doesn't wake you up? Doesn't give you pep?
I've actually been wakened with this before. Oh, my goodness.
You don't remember that. You know, when you wake up.
I think you got to shake it, snapping your fingers, moving round and round.
It's a hokey pokey drug.
I can't really throw, so I'm going to rely that you played sports in your
life.
I'm
going to peer pressure you right into this.
Boom.
Ooh, hit the mic, but I got it.
It's fine. Wow, it lingers. Mm-hmm. Like the Cranberries song.
Right.
Isn't that right, other people who were alive in 1993?
You got to let it
linger. Shaky shake. Wait, so this whole thing opens and then, okay.
Pop the top.
Don't spill.
Take a whiff.
Okay.
It stays with you. You're getting close. Okay, there you go.
Right, yeah.
And the right eye is gone.
Yeah, no, yeah, it did. It got a little in the eye. It's
in the right eye.
Okay.
What about Angela?
Okay, I'm ready to go. Oh, see, I'm a...
If it involves sniffing powder.
I was going to say, I'm more of a catcher than a pitcher.
You know that's
but,
my favorite.
Wow, he said that
Let's
on
try
the
show. This.
I heard you.
Oh, that was too hard. I did it too hard.
No way. Pulled a George Michael.
Tread.
You're fine. What, dropped your AIDS medicine? All right. You got it. Oh, no. She's
up. Went right in there.
See, I think right? the problem, I tilted.
Good. Genuinely concerned for the woman.
I okay? like it. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
No, yeah, it's
love
strong.
A challenge. Mm. I do love a challenge.
Mm.
I don't like it.
Give it back to me. I feel like I didn't really get a...
See now, oh.
Oh, no. Look at this.
See, now what you got to do, you got to try to get some in your eye, I think, is the trick.
Mm. Yeah.
It really burns.
If you can get one on nostril and an eye at the same time, I think it's a good combo.
I think if you put that in a friend's cocaine, it's a great gag.
Yeah.
It's always a fun, the smelling salt cocaine gag.
Got to tilt the bottle, I think, so that
it's
wafts
like,
up.
It's like some kind of gelatin in there.
Yes.
Hmm.
Weird.
It's not really salt. Okay,
ooh, that
was
a sniff.
That was real
close. That was a good sniff.
Okay. It was a little too...
Yeah.
I looked right down the barrel.
Mm. Yep, you can't do that. It's like putting...
Okay, that...
It's like Daffy Duck putting his finger into the gun. Oh, man.
All right?
I'm ready. You are alert.
I am awake.
It's better than coffee in the morning.
You know, I don't drink coffee, and I might...
You might start doing that.
Yeah, I might do a little bit of that.
He's got to get to school. You take some smelling salts.
My goodness.
Just like my mother. Get her up off the bathroom floor with smelling salts so she could drive us to school.
Yeah.
Now, what is smelling there. Salts?
It's if you're unconscious or...
pure ammonia.
Yeah, or back
ammonia.
In...
Ammonia. So why do they call it salt?
To make it feel like you're not trash.
Yeah.
To make it feel like you're made of food.
It makes it sound like a ingredient.
Like a salt lick that attracts deers. It's like a salt that people come from all around to sniff this cocaine-ish.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why they call it smelling salts, actually. It probably goes back to the boxing days. Because whenever you would have, say, like, you know, Ginger Onassis, a boxer of the 20s laying on the ground, you get yourself some smelling salts.
Yeah. Give me the pure, what is it? Ammonia.
Mm.
It's ammonia.
It's named after ammonium carbonate, which was originally called salt or spirit of hartshorn.
Oh.
So it's some...
A spirit of hartshorn? That sounds like a witch. Like, oh, spirit
how much
of
stuff,
hartshorn.
Yeah, how much stuff did they try until they got to this?
They're like, nope, that worked.
Like, oh, bro, did you smell that?
They're like, oh, that
think
didn't
that'll wake up
all.
A boxer or something?
Oh, man, that can't, yeah.
Give it a shot.
Hey, remember when you got knocked out and you wish you could get the fuck up?
Yeah, you think this will work?
Yeah.
Oh, Vinny, get the fucking the ammonia stuff. It's like salt or something.
Yeah, let me knock you out quick, and then we'll...
You know how my brain goes in and out and I fall down?
Yeah.
Can you, when I do that, can you make it so I smell this stuff and I get up?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll pop the top and sniff.
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, there's that.
I hear there's a mouillon in the neighborhood. If I pass out when they move in, get the smelling salts.
Wake me up quick. I don't want to get violated.
Very sensitive nose. I'm smelling the neighbors too much.
Hey. There's an ethnic neighbor coming in. I can smell it.
I need something to counteract the...
Yeah. The curry.
The food. Yeah. You got smelly foods.
Yeah, what? We smell like pasta. You're over there making whatever this is. The whole neighborhood stinks. You're never going to get that out of the cupboards.
Does the cannoli smell good?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, it stinks in here. Why even have carpet?
Just soak it up.
Yes, it's just disgusting.
Sick.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's have the same meal every day. A good idea. Good idea.
Mexicans are like, oh, we already did that. Yeah, that's what we do.
It's like every ethnicity is like, you're right.
Yeah, Chinese food and...
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you're right, noodle.
Just assume they...
They say noodle. Yeah. And that's it. It's like, what do you want to eat?
Noodle.
Noodle. Like, is there something else you'd like with that? They're like, we don't have vitamins.
That's all we have.
Vitamins. Yeah, you got any smelling salts maybe on the side? spice it up a little bit.
Yes, we have noodle and then smelling salts to get you off the massage table.
You stuff yourself with pasta. You get a little tired. You smell the salt.
Yeah.
Ready for round two.
Yeah, you get up. You
get back in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You put on your wife beater. That's if it's ready. It's it's named in case the dinner is cold.
Yeah.
You're from New York. Are you from New York?
I am not. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
So it's closer to Philly.
Is there a song about that?
There is. It's actually called Allentown.
Oh, who sings that?
Mr. Billy Joel.
Oh, that's crazy.
Neat. Wow.
Is there a stadium I could see him at frequently?
Nope. No. I'm just plugging Billy Joel's 104th sellout, Madison Square Garden, July.
He used to take off from his mansion in his helicopter, and it was actually kind of funny that his neighbors would ask him not to, and he's just like, no, I'm a dick.
I'm Billy Joel.
Yeah. Excuse you, I'm Billy Joel.
I have to go play Piano Man for the 5 millionth time for an amount of money that's obscene.
People will pretend to like it.
My daughter's hot, but also has my face.
How does that work?
I'll be back.
I think I've ever seen a picture of her.
I'll be back.
Can't possibly be good.
He's married to, if you pull up the family, he's married to, what is it? Is it Christina Brinkley?
That was a while ago.
Okay, well, she's
the mom.
Mom. And then one daughter who's got, they both have the Brinkley body.
Okay.
One got a Brinkley face and one got the Billy Joel face.
You know, rolling the dice.
Yeah, you were really rolling the dice. Because one is
Billy Joel.
One's Billy Joel. And I'm not saying that you're not. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you have the one daughter who were, and the other one where you're like, well, you got a good amount of it.
Which one of them is the hot one?
I can't see from
the
here,
one in the middle.
Which is a good thing.
I think it's the one on the left, right?
It's one on the left. Yeah.
I didn't know he was the father of Greta Thunberg down there. I don't know.
How dare you?
I don't know
how you say it. I don't know how to say her last name.
But. Is the guy behind them married to both of them?
Is he in the family at all? Is he
like a sister wives situation?
He just looks like a doctor who's there. he's wearing sunglasses like he's touring Billy Joel's house.
Yeah.
Like I'm cashing in on the Billy Joel money.
That is true. Okay, so the brunette one-ish, that was the daughter, I'm assuming.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Billy always looks like he just got a DUI.
It's because he did.
Yes. A little puffy, you know? Like
that was, that photo was during his mugshot. They just said, you know what, just bring the family in for a little bit.
Scoot them on in here. Yeah.
Now, you know, while we're doing these photos, we might as well have a discount for the Christmas card. Yeah. So just bring in everybody. And we can also do their height.
Yeah. Friday night, I crashed your party.
Saturday night, I crashed my car. Yeah. Sunday night, I crashed it again. I have a lot of money.
I'll pay it off.
I'm forgiven every time. Bought a helicopter. I'm flying it drunk to Madison Square Garden.
Monday night, I'm crashing my helicopter. Yeah, yeah.
Tuesday night, I pissed on the floor.
It's one of those artists that I never got.
No,
I don't get the Billy Joel.
You're not alone. I'm the same way.
You're not.
I grew up playing a little piano here and there, so I sort of dabbled at a young age with Elton and Billy. So
I like
Elton John is great. Mm. Billy Joel, not. Mm.
I look, if Uptown Girl comes on because I liked it as a kid, I get it. Allentown, I actually, you know, I like the song. You probably hate it because you heard it every day. Your entire life, somebody's probably like, hey, have you heard that there's a song about our city? Yeah.
Or no, it's just that when you say where you're from, they go, I like the Billy Joel song. Yeah.
And then I did like Piano Man until the 800th time you hear it. And you're like, I don't want to.
That I think that's the problem. Is that you hear all of his songs a million times. It's like on every jukebox.
Yeah.
It's on every radio station, every oldies station. It's like constantly playing. Like,
my Piano Man problem is that, when people do it in karaoke, you know you're stuck for six straight minutes of this, you know, whatever. But then also this one dude that this bar I used to go to, he used to bring a harmonica and like surprise the crowd every time, where he would play the harmonica part for at the karaoke, and everyone would go, oh my God, wow, and cheer, as if you didn't fucking do it just literally last week. The same people for like months and months.
What's great about alcoholism and the preset dimension of it.
So now I hate it because karaoke guy sucks.
Dude, that's the worst when somebody's just way too into karaoke too. Mm-hmm. They usually have a ponytail.
Yeah, John. Oh, yeah. John.
It's just Billy Joel. He's like, I'd like to pick Billy Joel if you want to call me up at any time.
Yeah.
Uptown Girl. I think it's just...
I'm going to get a text from John now.
Talking with Davey, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. That's great. That's great lyricism.
You got anything else?
They'll keep him for life. Nope.
Got anything else?
What are you going to keep in the Navy for life?
Yeah.
What's he doing past 50?
Yeah, don't they retire?
Now he's, what, he's 80?
Come on, they got to retire.
Barnacle duty.
Yeah, what's he doing? Is he
swabbing the deck?
Swabbing the deck.
What Navy are we in?
Yeah, what is this?
He's just shitting on all his friends. He's making fun of that girl's dreams that wants to be... whatever she's doing.
Yeah.
She's practicing politics.
Yeah, and there's a...
Like, this bitch will never make it. She thinks she's worth something.
There's a businessman getting stoned.
Yeah.
Like, he's some piece of shit. Maybe he had a rough day at work and wants a joint.
Yeah.
But he can't have... He has some weed.
But you can crash your car into the side of a
building. That's fine.
Yeah.
You may be right.
Yeah, I may be crazy. I don't even think that's him. Is that him?
You may be right. Yeah.
Oh God, I hate that song. Isn't that for the show Dave's World with Dave? No one knows what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, Dave's World.
Remember that show?
Yeah.
With, Bobby's World.
Bobby's World was Bobby's World. Mm-hmm.
Dave's World was with the judge from Night Court.
Yeah.
Harry Anderson. Yeah.
Which was also in It.
Yes.
In the original It.
In the original It, and did magic. And was a comedian.
Huh.
And John Larroquette was in it, and he once met Kevin Bacon. Done.
Wow.
We did it.
Once met.
Speaking of movies.
Speaking of Kevin Bacon and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
What?
Because Kevin Bacon is in the opening of that movie.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
No, that's right. We did it.
Huh.
We segued. That was almost the best segue we've ever had.
I think that was a legit... 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, and it took three.
Wow, man, we're good.
Well played. Steve, touche to you. You did it.
There you go.
You should be proud of yourself.
It's teamwork makes a dream work. It's a smelling salt. It's what it is.
Yeah. It's got you up. Give me some more of that.
You're right in the dome, you know?
Maybe that's what I need. Does it cure depression?
just every time you have a bad thought. Just
my medicine.
If it, forget.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I kid. I don't.
You just wear an oxygen mask of that stuff all day.
All day. I'm like Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. Just like, perhaps Blue Ribbon, N.A.
Steve Martin. They're making a documentary, right?
Oh, it's on, it's actually on.
It's already out?
At the Apple TV. It's really good. Yeah.
I've got to watch this. I didn't know the movie was already out.
It's really good. Yeah. And there's a scene where he's remembering John Candy in the documentaries. Unless this is a whole new documentary, which I should have read more on it.
It premiered March 29th.
Yeah. Well, it's the one I saw. It's a documentary in two pieces, which premiered March 29th, which she just said, on Apple TV Plus Tracks. Why the fuck? All right. God almighty.
See, the thing is, like, we talk. We get all the points in, and then you start to read it. And it has the same point.
I don't even blame him. So it's on Apple TV LQ plus G.
Hold for a plus.
What is the plus? What extra are you giving me?
That's what I mean. There's no plus. What is the plus?
Nothing. It's the same shit. You've already sold me. Just selling it to me in another package.
Well, no, I have Apple TV, and then it's on there.
Got it.
Where's the plus come in?
I guess this documentary?
What is it? Whatever. I have your phone.
Plus, porn is banned in Texas now.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't even watch porn anymore.
It's minus porn.
You got to go to...
Oh, minus.
You got to drive to Oklahoma and jack off at the border.
Yeah. Apple TV minus. Yeah.
Just then Apple you got to be in Oklahoma. You know? Ugh.
I know.
Apple TV divided.
It's a better name.
How funny would that be if there's just jack off booths at the Oklahoma border? A bunch of tents.
Like, right at the Windstar.
Yeah.
Like, you can gamble and jack off here.
Which one? How come there's nobody in the casino? They're using the rooms.
They're right over there. Look at them.
$100. Like, we've never made more money.
They're really gambling over here.
Pop a quarter in there. Pop one off. All right. Steve Martin, the documentary is
These
coming
slots
out.
Have we never have a clip. Stick here. All right. Sorry.
John Candy was very sensitive and very complex, and we really loved each other. Hmm. I had a beautiful scene. Look, I'm not going to read this speech, but it's that long. We're at a train station, and he gives the entire explanation of his life. And I was opposite him. I was, like, weeping as he was performing it. And it was all cut. And so I don't know why it was cut, except for tempo, and maybe you're at the end and you don't want to hear a long speech. It was cut down to a line or two. I don't have a home. Marie's been dead for 8 years. There was a line I loved.
Great move.
It says, so I sort of attach myself to people from time to time, like with
top
you,
five.
Especially around the holidays. I can take it in March, July, October. But it gets hard. And then he said, this time I couldn't let go.
Steve, going through something here, I think. It's actually, it really is actually a really beautiful done movie. Like his career and his life is very fascinating.
I'm a massive... Steve Martin fan, Steve Martin Short fan.
Yes,
I grew up watching Three Amigos, like loop VHS, like pop it in, rewind, watch again, and but somehow I'd never watched Planes, Trains all the way through. I just got like pop, like it'd be on TNT or something, and I'd watch bits of it, but I never watched the whole thing. So after I saw this this kind of go around on Twitter, I went and watched the movie with my daughter, and it's so good. It is so good. And like the comedy in it is so well timed. Like the cigarette in the back seat happens like 8 minutes before the payoff of that joke. Like it just it's like cigarette in the back, then they're driving backwards for a long time, and then there's all those jokes dropping and it's really funny, and then you kind of forget about it, and then you see smoke in the back seat and you're like, oh yeah, the cigarette. And then it goes on, and then there's more jokes, and then there's more jokes, and then they sit down on that trunk in the background. You're like, there's the drop. So good.
I love that you love that scene, because that, to me, is why it is so brilliant. It's silent.
Yes.
There's no words to that, and it's brilliantly done by two people who are saying nothing.
Yeah.
And that,
it's their reactions.
Yeah, it's just a reaction shot, and it's hilarious, and... Yeah. It also just shows how completely screwed they are at that exact moment.
They're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah, they're not even perfect. Shocked by it. Yeah. It's beautiful. So
and I was going to say that there isn't really that level of, like a comedy star, movie star, that has the goofiness of Steve Martin, but then also can do the emotional, like, you know, people do it, but it's for some reason, I don't know, like Father of the Bride with him. Like, I don't know.
Just recently watched that too.
Very believable as like a real guy that also happens to be super funny physically when he wants to.
Well, and the movie could be probably PG if it wasn't for the scene where he flips out at the airport starts like F-bomb after
it's
F-bomb.
It's worth it though. It's such a built-up worth writing. Yeah. But
no, you're right. It's an excellent scene because you feel his rage in that moment. Yeah. And it's the same as like when you know, there's the giant trunk and the guy's mm-hmm. wife goes to get it and they're like, no, we can get it. He's like, nope, no.
Nope.
She had a baby. Came out sideways.
She's small, yeah. but yeah. she's strong.
Yeah.
So good. I really wish that that line didn't get cut because at the end, for me, I knew what was where it was going and I knew that he was like, his wife had passed away and it was mm-hmm. more of like an attachment thing. And then at the end, he literally just has those two lines and then it moves on. And I feel like it kind of could have worked with that explanation of why, and it would have been great to see him actually explain that. And it made that last part where he brings him to Thanksgiving dinner a little bit more like impactful.
Well, you'd think,
but hey, it's
they filmed it. He said they filmed it and cut it, right? They didn't not, so it's got to be somewhere it's that they could there. Maybe release. Maybe it's in the thing. I don't know.
But. Well, in the original script, I have it because I bought it and just see when I was first doing script stuff and it's signed by like the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And in the original script, there's this sort of B story plot where she thinks that he's cheating on her. And it kind of like doesn't really fit, you know, the way that they ended up cutting it because it's sort of pointless. But then you also have this almost there's like a slightly darker element to John Candy, which he just can't play, you know, where the guy's almost like falling and like ending up with him where it's a little bit weirder.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he has to explain himself. Yeah. So I think the character at the end explains himself to justify everything that he had done earlier in the script for the original script. Where it may not have been needed for the way that it was a little bit softer for when it came out. But I do see Steve Martin's point because it was like, that was the depth of the character he was playing.
Yeah.
Also, I like that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, please. You go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say in the clip, Steve Martin just threw in there that he was also like acting his ass off. He was like, I was weeping. I was crying. Just to be like, that would have been awesome to show my fucking skills here. I was killing it.
But, it's so good.
Yeah.
He probably meant to. Like,
I think he was off camera, maybe.
Yeah.
That's how I read it.
I hope he meant that he loved John's acting and wasn't like, I was superb.
Yeah. Yeah. Another great scene is the scene where the car fire just happened. Mm-hmm. They go to that little motel. Steve Martin buys a room, but then John Candy can't. So he sits in the car and he's talking to his dead wife. And he's like, you know, I wish you were here, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And it's snowing on him. Like, it's like John Hughes is great at those like really great comedy. And then you have that poignant breakdown moment.
Mm-hmm.
And like at the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when Ferris, his friend, what's his name? What's his friend's name? Cameron?
Cameron, yeah.
Oh, right.
He's having that moment, right? He's having that like speech about how he's going to be okay. He's going to take on all the responsibility. And I feel like John Candy could have had that moment for his character at the end of this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. And I also love the idea that Ferris is Cameron.
Yeah.
I like that idea that it's like
two parts of like a one personality. Kind of thing.
Cause it actually does make perfect sense. You know, I that's one of my favorite parts. Like it really makes sense.
Is like, we're never going to get that.
Something you know like what's sad is so like good. After like the Molly Ringwald obsession and some of the other stuff that he was more accused of, he left Hollywood and he was just like, here's four more Beethovens. Now I'm going to go die in my house.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Four like, Beethoven.
Like he just, and Beethoven one, whatever, it's fine. It's Charles Grodin. It's still entertaining. Yeah. But
family movie, it's good.
He just like coughed out like six more movies and it
Charles
just.
Charles Grodin, wow.
And even a really underrated movie, in my opinion, is Dutch with Ed O'Neill that he wrote.
Okay.
And they all have like some element of heart, like Vacation. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do.
Christmas Vacation had the whole, like it was wacky and goofy. But the overall script, it starts with, I want to throw the, you know, best family Christmas, bring people together. And then at the end, it ends where he's looking up and he's like, I did it.
Like, yeah,
that's great.
So it's a whole, you know, but.
And Randy Quaid's just coming in. Yeah. It's out of love where he's like bringing his boss in tied up.
Yeah, he's trying to help him.
And he finds that on a bonus and you have the chief of police like, I would beat you with a rubber hose. And he's like, no, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, Charles Grodin. Anyone see Clifford? Martin Short?
Oh, yeah.
Also physical genius. Awesome. Fun.
I watched it with my son about a year ago. And it was
Clifford. I need to go back. I haven't watched that like in.
It's Martin Short playing a 10-year-old for real.
Yes, I've legitimate seen clips of it. 10-year-old, yeah,
and it's so funny.
Where he's just like yelling at him. He's like, "Behave, behave!" And he's sitting there. He's like, it's
Martin Short. He keeps going for his like dinosaur toy or whatever. It's so funny.
All he wants to do is go to Dinosaur World. So he's ruining Charles Grodin's life for the whole movie.
Oh, also, Martin Short.
Jiminy Glick is my favorite thing.
Oh yes, my god.
Ever
created. So underrated.
All that. Yeah. Of all the Martin Short and Steve Martin kind of like duo. They're so good together. I watched this weird, so last night I got into the Steve Martin kick for some reason. And I watched Three Amigos again with my other daughter. And on the DVD, because it was an old DVD that still had extras, and I watched it, and it was this interview with the three of them after the movie had already come out. And it was like Paramount or wherever was doing, I think it was Orion.
Yeah.
That was doing like a promo interview with them. And they were just like the weirdest dynamic. Like the three of them didn't really jive. And it was clear like Chevy Chase didn't really jive with the two other ones because he was kind of like more self-centered. Because the very first question was like, did you enjoy working with the other two? And he was like, no. It was just like, and it was like, then they kind of like played it off as like a joke, but it was,
I do feel like there are like reporter or just talk show people where he goes for like very dark jokes or just super sarcastic.
That's true.
And people don't know if he's kidding or what's going on. It's very easy to go down a YouTube, hole of just awkward Chevy.
There's one.
I'm a big fan of Chevy too, but
I love him.
So am I.
Amazing.
And there's one where he's promoting Three Amigos, and Siskel and Ebert are on Carson with him.
Oh,
and they
God,
basically say how you remember, and they basically say how they wouldn't see that, they wouldn't recommend that movie. And Chevy's like then showing who like he really is. He's like, "Yeah, when's your movie coming out?" And he just starts like laying into him, but he's doing it so calmly without even, you know, so. Like, they're pretty much fairly embarrassed by the end, like, the interview. And it's fun to watch because it's, like...
And the crowd, they're on his side because he's the celebrity guest and they're just critics. Like,
and the guy, you know, this is the National Lampoon guy who did, you know, run with John Belushi. And, like, the dude's naturally hilarious on vacation from all these movies. Like, you're kind of poking, you know... He made a lot of crap, I get it, but so did Eddie Murphy and so did a lot of talented
people. All of them make it.
It's not necessarily the fault of the performer.
Yeah. He actually talked about that in the interview. He was like, because they asked him some, you know, stupid reporter question about, is this your dream job? He was like, what? He was like, well, every movie that I do is a dream, but they end up, you know, because it's so hard to make, then they, by the time the movie actually comes out, I don't think that the movie's good because it doesn't hit all these things that I was thinking about the whole time. Mm. It was an interesting little, it was the only thing that they put on that DVD was this one weird, like unedited interview that was just like, it didn't promote the movie really at all. They were like, yeah, whatever. Because they were done with the movie. It was like 2 years after.
He was the original drummer for the first incarnation of Steely Dan.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Chevy Chase was.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know if they were called Steely Dan then, but he was. Yeah. Yeah. He's a great drummer. Or was.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good pianist, too.
Yes.
He's like a jazz pianist.
He's, I heard he's got a good penis as well.
Yes, he does.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Oh.
He's got perfect pitch.
I believe so, for sure.
And perfect width.
That's right. That's indeed true.
Not too big.
Not too small.
Yeah.
Just right.
Damn.
Yep. Fits like a glove. Like a buttery.
And if the glove fits.
Yeah,
you must sit.
We must sit.
So check out that documentary.
Yes.
And also,
I will.
Yeah, John Candy, one of my all-time favorites.
It's pretty great.
Love him.
Freaking great.
TikTok. Let's talk about it.
Oh, Jesus.
A bill that would ban TikTok nationwide unless it is sold by its Chinese owner, ByteDance, was passed by the Senate on Tuesday and signed into law this morning by President Biden with Cran. Both lawmakers and security experts have said there is a risk that the Chinese government could lean on ByteDance to
No, you got it.
I know, it's just so stupid.
It's so dumb.
To access sensitive data belonging, because nobody watches us besides them, belonging to its 170 million U.S. users, or to spread propaganda. Oh, no.
Oh.
The measure was tucked into a bill providing foreign aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Good. I'm glad we're still doing that.
$65 billion?
Yeah. The law stipulates that ByteDance must sell its stake in TikTok in 12 months under the threat of it will be under the threat of being shut down.
Hey, you better sell.
The law is not expected to cause any immediate disruption to TikTok. Oh, thank God. You can still do whatever you do on there. It's a forthcoming legal challenge. You're going to be A-okay. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. TikTok is going to be banned unless they pass another law saying it won't be. Yeah. Who knows?
Now, I've been saying since TikTok had been invented that it needs to go away. It's the worst place. You remember early in the days when the people were doing the weird lip syncs?
Yeah.
Super cringe, almost dying of cringe. but now I'm rethinking this because what TikTok has done is curated all of the cringe over here. But when it gets shut down, the cringe is going to come over here to where we are.
Okay.
You know, the shorts, they're going to get infused with all the TikTokers and on Twitter. It's going to be horrible. We had that happen when Vine shut down. Vine shut down, and then it infused the Paul brothers over on YouTube, and it ruined YouTube. So that's my fear.
It's actually true. Now one of them's fighting Tyson.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get rocked.
Yeah. I hope
you've seen the training videos. Oh, my God.
I hope he gets killed in the ring.
Yeah. Dude. throw in the towel, man.
No, throw in the smelling salts.
The smelling salts.
Get him back up for another one.
You're going to need a lot of smelling salts and a lot of Prime.
Yeah.
Have you ever tasted Prime?
I have.
It's fucking horrible.
The kids like it for some reason.
It's the most sugary sugar of sugar
I've
ever fucking had. It's disgusting.
He's
getting sued or something for some reason.
Is he?
Yeah, it's
it's just like a Four Loko situation where they did... It's way too crazy of an ingredient and people are
too much.
Blowing up or some shit.
It's too much.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
He's getting sued because there's a lot of caffeine in it. And I'm like, it's an energy drink.
Yeah.
You forget about that?
Yeah, one of them is not. And then the other one that has the fizz is an energy drink.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that when I bought it for someone, won't say who.
Okay.
And then he was up.
Off the walls.
And then real moody. And I was like, you're not allowed to have caffeine ever again.
No more Prime.
Once he took two sips, I was like, that's an energy drink. I was like, oh no.
Oh shit. And
I grabbed it. But two sips. Two sips to a baby is, anyway, it's not important.
Yeah.
An infant is just too much.
No. So. I never used TikTok either yet. I have no, well. I guess I might not get the chance to either, but I don't know. Never did it. I don't get what's the difference of, is there a reason, comedy-wise, is there a reason that it's better to do TikTok than put out your dumb videos anywhere else?
It's a different place where people can get mad at you for words.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You can put out your jokes and then watch people get upset. It's a great...
Yeah, Yeah, it's a different algorithm of offense.
Yes.
Somehow or another.
You can trigger
this one's owned by China.
Yeah.
You can have all your information.
Okay, nice.
And I guess China has all your information because all the other ones are on the up and up.
Right,
yeah.
Including the NSA that has
literally backdoors into literally every platform.
Right now. Right.
Yeah. Hey, $65 billion to Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel.
And then they just slide in, no more TikTok.
It was more the other way. It was like, TikTok, hey! $65 billion.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's how they do it.
Okay. Yeah. They don't even think
about that part.
Taiwan's a country. They don't acknowledge it.
We're doing stuff.
Let's talk about Yeezy porn.
Thank God.
I know.
Never. I was like, that's my favorite
story. If we missed it.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, Yeezy porn is totally okay in Texas. I have no idea if that's true. On Tuesday, Kanye West told TMZ that he plans to start a brand new pornography studio under his banner, obviously called Yeezy Porn. A representative for Kanye West said he's entertained the notion for years and has been wanting to get in. That he's been wanting to get into the porn industry.
What about the Jesus years? Was he entertaining it then?
We'll get to that.
Okay. Well, we're
all sinners. Okay. We are all sinners.
Oh, yeah. We're not all starting porn companies. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I mean, some to different degrees.
Difference.
What if it's a Christian porn company?
Oh,
well,
it's fully clothed. It's just grinding.
I'd lose the.
It's just dry. Can I say that?
Well, yeah, somebody.
Dry humping. Yeah. I've said way worse on here.
It's two people.
I think grinding is worse than.
It's two people laying on the bed while two others bounce it up and down.
Oh, it was so good in the jury.
Every video is just soaking.
This is a lot of feet washing. Yeah. I'm not even sure if it's porn.
It's just
homeless people getting their feet washed. West plans to launch the porn studio as early as this summer. Oh, boy. Because who can wait for porn?
Fast track that.
Yeah. With the help of industry veteran Mike Maz. Is that right? Or is it Mose? I don't really care. Mm-hmm. According to Wes, Mose, a former boyfriend of Stormy Daniels.
aren't we all?
All right.
Boyfriend term. I know. He's loosely there.
One of the few has the experience and the knowledge to make a porn studio successful. Kanye West has a controversial history with pornography. He served as the official creative director of the 2018 Pornhub Awards and performed his single I Love It at the ceremony. Wow. I don't know how that's controversial.
The character arc on Kanye is so wild.
It really is.
So wild. He's up and down all over the place.
And he married a woman who got her start in porn and her dad getting off OJ.
That's
not
true.
In the porn way.
Not in that way.
Just in the freedom way, helping to get off.
Yeah.
He assisted in getting OJ off. Now they're just hanging out in hell. Kanye had claimed to have a porn addiction that threatened his relationship with his ex-wife and his children. In 20... He kept watching her tape. In 2022, he got on Instagram to criticize social media for making porn more accessible than ever, saying, Hollywood is a giant brothel. Pornography destroyed my family. I deal with the addiction in the way that I'm going to make my own company.
I'm making it for me.
Yeah.
It's FUBU.
It's incredible. It almost destroyed my family, which is why I'm making Yeezy porn. That's like going, I'm a coke addict, so I'm going to make it myself in the garage.
I'm refining my own.
Look, I might be addicted to your meth, but the meth I make isn't going to be a problem.
You know I'm good at it.
Here I am making my own bathtub gin. Now I'm not an alcoholic.
I know what it takes to make a successful business. Yeah.
I got toilet wine.
Yeah.
See, now I'm drinking the right way.
Toilet wine.
What a complete asshole.
Take it easy, man.
Oh, God. Dude. He needs to take it easy.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was almost as good as your first joke.
I know, right?
On the show.
I don't remember something.
Yeah. Something dynamite, though.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was almost that good.
I can't remember it either, but I remember it happened.
Who's he with right now?
Dating?
Yeah.
Bianca,
the Kim Kardashian like lookalike girl that carries a pillow in front of her boots.
She wears a strap-on undies.
Huh. Yeah, she flayed him on a boat.
That's fun.
Yes. Yeah, publicly.
Which is not the worst thing a human being's ever done.
That's nice.
For them. Yeah, it's a keeper.
Yeah, I think it's very polite to do in Italy. If I'm gonna be in Italy.
He was paddling.
he's dressed as one of the...
Yeah.
Singing.
He's dressed as, I don't know what he called, the Hamburglar.
Yeah. The gondola boy.
Yeah.
Why are they always mime looking in those boats?
European. You know?
Yeah. They're making the face of just.
That'd be white face.
They're always like, you should go down on it.
Yeah.
But he'll really like it.
I guess all those rivers in Italy are filled with feces.
Mm.
I don't know if anybody's been there, but I guess it's a lot of feces.
It really taints the image of the romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like you
like it.
You're eating some pasta, but you're just surrounded in poo.
Just fecal matter.
And some guy's like, oh, mia. There's a poo in everywhere. And
you're stuck in the pasta together, making a kissy.
Is he a South Park character? Just like some random guy in the back.
He's
like Swedish.
I hope you're liking your food. There's a shit in the river.
Look at it, it's a floating arrow.
Yes, we are in Italy. There's oil in the river. So much of Guinea shit. I ain't saying she's a gold digger. But she ain't broke. With no broke.
What are the words?
Broke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do the radio version. Yeah.
He's jumping in. Kanye, can you do the song about the two fellas in Paris?
All right.
Where, again, can we find you, my friend?
Oh, I don't know. Let's look it right now. It was May 13th at the Comedy Shop in Dreamers. And then May 17th at the Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Great theater. Really on the up and up. It's on the uprise from what I've been hearing in the comedy community. So check it out.
And thanks, Chris.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for coming on, Chris.
What about you?
I will be this weekend. This weekend. Spokane.
This one.
And also May 1st. May 1st, the Dallas Comedy Club, right here in Dallas. Oh, me and yeah. Derek Richards are going to be putting on.
Oh, I'm watching that.
You going to come?
Oh, I'm going to come in.
You going to come
twice.
Where are you going to be?
You can find me on my channel and on Nerdrotic and on Adam Krigler's channel on Mondays for Based Af. Flawedzilla's there. Adam's there. Darth Call. A lot of fun, guys. So come check it out.
All right. And that brings us to the end of the world. All right, now, since we are aware that Yeezy is going to have a porn company,
yes.
What will be the titles of some of Yeezy's porns?
I'm going to think.
Ass digger.
There you go. You,
boom.
You ain't no broke de broke.
Nope. Nope. There's a song called Touch the Sky by Kanye. I'm thinking... Touch this guy.
Oh, simple. I like it. Ooh, easy. You know, it easy.
I love that they all have guys in them so far.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
It's a running theme. It's P. Diddy's company, too.
They're going to do a joint company together.
Yeah.
As soon as they find him.
Soul Miners.
Yeah. So yeah. What?
I'm going to go. Late masturbation.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is. Just a guy that keeps trying to finish. He just can't.
Yeah.
And then finally, you know. He's late, but he, you know, he's there.
Hey, arrived. Yeah.
Hey, look. Better late than never.
Yeah.
That's what the doctor tells me. Yeah. When I masturbate in front of him. Two nights in Paris. I know, right?
Oh, layered.
Right? I bet you'd like it.
Yeah.
Good night.
See you tomorrow.